Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Past the hour. It's the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen looks like he's out today, broadcasting from a farm show. We'll see if he pops in with updates in the meantime. The ladies are in charge. Jennifer Horn, that's me. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And, of course, Phil holding things down for us at our Uplink site in Washington, D.C. And we start with what may be some good news for people who are ignoring well, who don't like the idea of a shot, and that is that Pfizer has asked the FDA, Victoria, to authorize its COVID antiviral pill. This is that pill that can be administered at home so that you don't have to take it in the hospital or under watch, and it's good news as we're focusing on therapeutics, which is something I know I've been screaming about for the last couple of years.
Right, Jen? Right now?
What? Oh, there we go. We didn't hear you, or at least I didn't hear you.
Okay, sorry about that.
Say it again.
I said this is really good news. I said I think Pfizer. I have a feeling that Pfizer is a little nervous about the Merck pill because the Merck pill has already. I think it was either last week or the week before they applied for the same FDA emergency authorization, and the lab results of the Merck pill were so good that they actually stopped the trial like midway because the numbers were so off the charts good, and they were like, let's just go for the authorization. So maybe Pfizer's a little nervous that you know they're not going to be the number one thing that people are talking about. Yeah. So, but if it's two pills that work or two different pills that work, that's amazing. That's great news.
Yeah. And it was interesting because, so this is just one of the things, and I think we've talked about it a lot on this program and wherever we are. Everybody's focusing on what do we do? People want to keep themselves safe. Not everybody feels comfortable with the vaccine. And by focusing on things that are easier to do at home, by focusing on things that are therapeutic, I think you start to make people feel like everybody's working for the goal of keeping people more safe. And this is coming as the administration this week said that they'd like to require booster shots. And I think this is one of those fears that people have is that this is kind of a never-ending prospect and that it was first get the vaccine and people got the vaccine and now booster shots are beginning and people are getting booster shots, but will they be mandated? And it seems that most people expect that the Biden administration is going to begin the process of expanding booster authorization. So does that mean that they're going to be legalizing or mandating, I guess would be the better word, the booster shot coming forward? And then are you going to have to – how is that going to work, essentially, if this is an ongoing process?
Yeah, that creates a big headache. I wonder, though, with the Pfizer pill – excuse me, the Pfizer pill and the – I think Moderna's working on a pill as well. So we may end up with Pfizer, Merck, and Moderna all giving us some sort of a treatment option. Do you think people who refuse to get the vaccine would even be open to taking those pills since it's –
I don't know. As long as it's not mandated.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the mandates do push people away. But also, for me, it's about – transparency.
Well, all the people think there are microchips in the vaccine and all the crazy stuff. I don't even know if they would even accept these treatments.
I don't know. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, I was just going to say, if these treatments are successful, will that take away the vaccine mandate? Will people still be forced to get the vaccine if these these pills are so successful?
Does it ever go away, though? Once you start, on the other, just sitting from my side of the aisle, when you see a lot of government overreach or when government gets bigger, it never shrinks itself. It always stays that big. And so that's why I kind of tread lightly when we talk about new mandates and regulations and rules, because typically those things don't go away once they're here. And so does it ever go away? And, do we keep propping this up? There was a story that came out yesterday, and I don't know if you guys heard about it, but admittedly, I hadn't even been aware of the fact that the CDC had been holding back the number of people who had resolved cases of COVID-19, and they hadn't published it between May and October. Had you heard about that?
No.
So apparently, there have been, and I'll pull up the numbers here because I think it's important, and there were numbers that were held back about people who had the virus and recovered from the virus for about 5 months from CDC publishing. And so finally, after a FOIA request went in, a Freedom of Information Act request went in, the CDC then released the information that they had been holding back. And it's pretty much what we all know, but the fact is, why not release it so that people know what the stats are? And the stats are that most people who get COVID recover. In fact, of the people who got diagnosed with COVID, who had a confirmed case of COVID, the death rate of those people strictly from COVID was 0.03%. Now, you don't want, nobody wants anybody to die. Nobody wants their family member to be that person that is the 0.03%. I don't. I don't think any of us do. But why hide that information? Why keep it? Why does it have to be that there's a lawsuit filed in order to get that information from the CDC? And that's what pushes people who are already predisposed to being conspiratorial to wonder what the heck is going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't understand what they did and what their explanation is going to be. That's, I don't get that at all. But yeah, I think that going back to the pill thing for one second, I think that one of the benefits, hopefully, and maybe I'm just overly optimistic, but if we have different pill options, and so if everyone gets COVID and, or most people, if you get COVID and you're at like average risk, then you take the pills at home and, you know, and it goes away and you're okay. I'm really hoping that once this becomes like sort of a mainstream offering, that we can stop with the other, like the, you know, the horse dewormer and the hydroxychloroquine and all that other stuff that I'm really hoping that we won't have to be more divided about that kind of stuff. If we can all just agree, like, hey, we've got these three or four options now of pills that we all know, like, we know Tylenol brings a fever down. We know Advil works if you have, like, muscle cramps. No one argues about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really hopeful that maybe once we get these pills that we will have some sort of industry standard, and then we can stop with, like, the quackery on the fringes. That's what I'm really hoping for that.
Yeah, and I think, I hate to say quackery on the fringes because I know a lot of people who have used ivermectin and have had success with it. And so I think that there's been a narrative to tamp down people's use of that because it's cheap.
But it doesn't work on its own. You have to have the whole cocktail.
No.
I mean, it's,
yeah,
you know.
It's not like something you can go to you can go to your doctor and just get one thing. You want to do it in combination. You want to do it under doctor's care. I think what happens is that a lot of people who shy away from doctors anyway think, well, I can just handle this myself and I can get these pills a whole. No, you have to do it under doctor supervision for it to be effective, but maybe a step in the right direction. As we continue, this is a big one. A mayor facing 50 counts for revenge porn. You will not believe this story. The DJV show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Minutes past the hour, DJV show. Dougie is out. Jen, Victoria, Jay, we are in. And guys, this is crazy. I never think that these stories are real outside of movies, but apparently they are. And revenge porn is the story for the mayor of Cambridge, Maryland, who was arrested and charged with 50 counts of distributing revenge porn, according to the prosecutor's office in Maryland. Court records say that Andrew Bradshaw, who took office as past January, was arrested on Monday and had his first court appearance on the charges. It provides the complaint says that a victim contacted law enforcement in May and said she saw nude photographs of herself on Reddit, which she said were posted without her consent. She said, according to the complaint, that she sent the photos to Bradshaw when they were in an intimate relationship and they had broken up. And you can't use someone's private images without their consent. The attorney for Bradshaw not yet responding, but if convicted, this would mean 2 years in jail and up to $5,000 in fines for each charge. And again, there are 50 of them. And it's always kind of the nerdy ones, guys. I mean, you look at this mayor. He's got everything going on. He's the mayor of Cambridge. You might as well use that to put a feather in your cap. But he kind of, like, if you look at this guy, he looks like an innocent, like, nerdy guy. Here he is posting naked pictures on Reddit.
Well, revenge, I feel like porn. It usually is the innocent-looking nerdy
always,
guy.
Always, right?
That's, oh man. So, I mean, what rights do you have if this is, if you're the woman whose pictures are being used without your consent? Did she have Reddit take them down? Like,
I don't know.
Did Reddit step in and take them down, or does she have to wait to go through court to have him remove them?
It doesn't say specifically in the story, but I have a feeling she probably contacted a lawyer who probably got the pictures down as they filed suit. So I would guess that the pictures probably came down. But as we all know, when anything goes up on the internet, that doesn't mean that it comes right down without people taking screenshots or saving the pictures. It's not a place to be in unless you choose to put those pictures up there yourself. It's not up to your ex-boyfriend. And what is it with these chicks? I'm sorry. I know it's a fun thing to send little naughty pictures to people, but unless you're super duper solid, do you trust anybody with that stuff? I don't know. Knowing what people do in this day and age, if I were young and on the scene, I would
keep your head out of it.
Exactly.
Or even if it's a stand-up person, who's to say that somebody doesn't hack their phone or they left their phone unlocked and somebody else saw it?
There's just too many things that could go wrong in the just to have like 2 seconds of fun. Not a good idea. All right, we'll continue to follow this story on the DJV show, 20 minutes past the hour.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey,
Chuck. Any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Trending items is what we do at this point in the hour. And Brittany was trending all day yesterday, guys. I was watching her on Instagram. She's feeling it. She's freeing. She's just ready to talk now. And it seems that her mom is getting her ire. She's getting thrown under the bus by Brittany, and probably rightly so. Jay, what's the story?
Well, so Britney apparently refused to see her mom, Lynn Spears. Lynn tried to visit Britney a couple weeks before the latest conservatorship hearing, which ended the conservatorship, and Britney was like, heck no, you are not coming in my house. She refused to see her mom, refused to let her in the house. And just a reminder, Britney had also put her mom on blast, saying that her mom was the brains behind the whole conservatorship operation. She was the one that initiated it, gave her dad the idea because her dad, Jamie Spears, was not smart enough to come up with it himself. Brittany had also back, what is it, like last month, had posted about her mom saying that she's gonna put her mom and former manager on blast because they know exactly what they did. They're having this whole, I have no idea what's going on attitude, and she's just not having it anymore. And especially now that there's no conservatorship, she can go do what she wants. Britney is celebrating her freedom and her 40th birthday coming up in a couple weeks for pretty much the rest of the year, as she should.
Yeah. I don't know. I was watching this, and she was saying how this was the most put together. I don't know if you guys noticed this, because what we've been talking about all along is that nobody deserves to be under a conservatorship unless they are truly unable to take care of themselves, which is obviously not the case with Britney. But there have been some videos that she's put out where you're like, okay, she on the straight and narrow? She's doing, you know, talking about Disney princesses and spinning around. But I thought the videos that she put out in the last 24 to 48 hours have been much more coherent. They've been much more put together. Like I was thinking to myself, like, were they encouraging her or manipulating her to put out videos that made it look like she was kind of, you know, a little out to lunch? I mean, she was very much in control and talking about what she'd been through and who put her there and doing it in her own voice, not just in text. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she looked great.
Yeah. Or if some of those videos were like, okay, you have to put something out, but they were monitoring everything. So she just got super campy and like almost played a part to mock them back.
And that is the speculation. I've been, like, kind of doing a deep dive into the Free Britney stuff for the last couple months, and so I've been following a lot of different people who are, you know, sort of former insiders or whatever. And the company that the conservatorship hired to run Britney's social media were very much doing exactly what you just suggested, that they were taking videos, that she would shoot her own videos, and she didn't really... You know, as we had heard during the trial, like, she didn't even have an iPhone at one point. They wouldn't let her buy Skechers. I mean, they really kept her very childlike. And so she's, you know, she's learning technology, learning the iPhone. So she would send this company all the videos that she would shoot, all the stuff where she's walking back and forth or doing a runway show or whatever she was doing. And then they were the ones who would publish it. And there is a major difference in the writing, in the captions. I think you're totally right, Jen. I think there's a big difference between Britney free and Britney unfree. I think there's a big difference on social media.
I think it's been pretty glaring, actually, and
yeah.
It's good. I'm glad for her. I'm glad that she's been able to kind of recapture and reset her brand. This means that she can do what she wants with her career. She can do her wedding. I mean, when you listen to her and she says that, you know, it's the little things like having access to your car keys and an ATM card and the ability to buy candles. I mean, these are things that people take for granted every single day that she was not allowed to do for 13 years. So
yeah, almost 14. And think about it, back in June when she was like, I didn't know I could fight this. Now I know I could fight this. So I'm going to fight this. All it took was for her to find out. Look at how powerful she really is for herself.
That's trending. Follow us on all the socials at DJV Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has previewed the future of electrified custom vehicles with the reveal of the all-electric F-100 Illuminator concept. Based on the heritage 1978 F-100 pickup, the F-100 Illuminator concept features all-wheel drive via two powerful electric motors shared with the 2021 Mustang Mach-E GT Performance Edition. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared. With windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues Wednesday. Protesters demanding conviction are attempting to sway the jury with loudspeakers and boisterous comments. Many law experts say the prosecutors failed to deliver a case the jury can't convict on. Journalist David Webb on Fox News says he's seen this mob mentality before.
I saw this in Ferguson. I was there the night the verdict came down outside the police station and the firehouse. And throughout the trial, they did the same thing in St. Louis. They tried to turn the jury. Good jurors won't go for this. Yeah. Good jurors have the law.
The House will vote Wednesday on a resolution that both censures Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and strips him of 2 committee assignments. Gosar is facing censure for his posting of a cartoon video on his Twitter and Instagram accounts showing the death of Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and attacking President Biden. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around.
supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Border Patrol agents on horseback trying to protect our border from the mass influx of illegal immigrants entering from Mexico, we're slandered by the Biden administration and mainstream media as whipping children. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee questioned Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday on Capitol Hill.
What about the issue with your Border Patrol agents recently being accused by some folks in the media of whipping illegal immigrants, when in fact they were not?
The independent investigation will determine the facts, and those facts will drive the outcome.
It should be noted the Inspector General will not investigate the incident. Former Acting ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News Mayorkas is lying to Congress.
I watched the hearing, and I saw the Secretary of Homeland Security under oath lied to members of the Senate at least 6 or 7 times, and I counted them and I wrote them down. And the question about the Horse Patrol, how dare he say independent investigation? When that video came out, he said he saw no problem at first. Then afterwards, he followed the mantra of the media saying he was appalled by the video. He did one interview, he says he can't believe Border Patrol weaponized horses against children. But then he says it's an independent investigation. You got the president, vice president, the secretary of Homeland Security made their judgments already, and they said it on national media. And they expect an independent investigation by the very same people that work for the secretary? No, it was a ridiculous concept, but he lied.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Dougie is poking around. He's actually broadcasting from a farm show, Farm Broadcasters Convention, and he'll be joining us momentarily, probably maybe in the next half hour or so. In the meantime, we'll bring you up to speed on what's going on in Kenosha as we broadcast this part of the show. Today, the jury is going to be entering day 2 of deliberations, which might be good news for the prosecution, who's taken a lot of hits, is kind of bungling the case against Kyle Rittenhouse, ladies. But day 2 enters, the next day, the next few hours of deliberation. I thought it was kind of interesting. We talked about this off the air. The way the jury selection works in Kenosha is that all 18 members that are picked for the jury sit for the entire trial, even those long, boring closing statements. They sit through all of that, and then right before the deliberations began on Tuesday, Kyle Rittenhouse was handed, or the defendant, whoever the defendant is, it's not unique to him, was handed kind of a box with everybody's juror number in it, and he randomly selects the 12 that will be part of the active deliberations. So typically, I think you have a jury pool of 12 with a couple of alternates. This one, the entire pool listens to the case, listens to everything, and then right at the last minute, that's when those 12 that make the decision are appointed, and apparently the jury's pool is 5 men, 7 women, I think all of them white except for one, and they are deliberating five felony charges against Kyle Rittenhouse this morning. They have 36 pages of jury instructions, so maybe that takes a while to go through. That's a long list of things.
Well, just hearing that blowhard of a judge, oh my God. Have you seen the videos of him talking? I mean, he was rambling about his iPhone and text messages and emails, and it's like, what are you doing? I've never known a judge to talk as much as this guy does. It's crazy.
A lot of people are saying online, too, and there's a lot of Michael Scott from The Office references in the terms of the prosecutor.
That's appropriate. Like, I think the phone stuff was a little weird, but the judge has had to do a lot, and this is part of it, just from keeping this and watching this, kind of leaving it on as the background over the last several days. The prosecution has really done, I mean, people are calling them like the Dumb and Dumber prosecution team, because they've just done some really stupid things, including holding an AR-15 with their finger on the trigger at the jury during their closing arguments. Even knowing what we know about the Alec Baldwin movie and all of this stuff, people are still, it's just a stupid, silly thing to do. But that being said, the prosecution, like, was questioning the Miranda rights of Kyle Rittenhouse in front of the jury, and so the judge has had to send the jury out. They don't do it in front of the jury, but they send the jury out, and he's had to scold the prosecution, like, multiple times. I mean, it seems like disaster of errors. Now, if you're the jury, you just see the judge pulling you out of the room. You don't see what happens next, but because the prosecution has been talking about things that aren't really allowed in a court of law, he's been getting it from the judge. So I don't know. It'll be nice to have this behind us. Certainly, I think the city of Kenosha is ready to get this behind us. The businesses are all boarded up there. The National Guard is in full force. I'm not really sure why people are still making this a race thing, why there's a racial component to this.
I feel like this is just
what's happening.
I feel like this is stuff that I do blame on the news. You know, Doug blames the news media for everything. I don't do that. I do blame them for this, because I think that without them stirring up the possibility, people boarding up their businesses and the looting and the rioting, and it's all we ever hear about. And it's, in every case, it was so much more complex than that. And I think that the news media just hyping this all up. I mean, like, I don't know. I think we talked about it yesterday, right? Did you say, Jen, that you weren't even sure right away that the people that Kyle Rittenhouse had shot were white?
Yeah, in fact, in my mind, throughout the entire year, because this happened back in 2020, and so right as this trial started, I started just reading about it a little bit just to refresh myself, because I knew we'd be talking about it a lot on all the programs that I do, and I was looking at the victims. I went, wait a second. In my mind, these victims were black. This was a kid who went and was hunting black people. Well, that's not what it was. If you watch the videos and you watch all the stuff that the prosecutors had, and see, this is the other, when I say bungling, the fact that they initiated an initial murder charge, no matter what you think the appropriate punishment should be of Kyle Rittenhouse, it is going to be very difficult to prove intentional murder when he's in a scene like that. Now, manslaughter, maybe you make the argument, maybe reckless murder, which is one of the charges, but when you try to prove intentional murder, this was one of those things where people were like, wait a second, why are we moving forward in this way? And so I think a lot of people just sort of glossed over the headlines. They saw intentional murder. They saw Kyle Rittenhouse. They saw Joe Biden come out and say the guy's a white supremacist. I mean, there was no indication that any of that was true, and I think a lot of people just jumped to conclusions, and then we put it away because it was a year ago, and now here we are, and there's probably a lot of people who just don't quite know all the details and are just angry still, and it's unfortunate, because when there's no racial component to this, let's at least give ourselves a break just for a little while, because there's so much emotion already surrounding the race issue.
Yeah, I agree, but I still think that it would be, even if there was, you know, no racial component to it, I think that people are very, everyone has still at a heightened sense of awareness of everything, and whether it's, you know, protesting against the, you know, some mandates, or protesting against the police, or whatever it is, I still think that this would be a big deal. But you're right. I mean, it would be nice to just sort of lower the temperature without, you know, the racial tension.
Operating in facts just makes things a lot easier. And unfortunately, I think it's either to get, you know, to get clicks, or to make money, or to find the most salacious headlines.
Yeah, facts don't sell.
Yeah, or to play off people's emotions. I was actually talking to one of my colleagues at the radio station that I do the morning show at, and he said, you know, we don't need the media to be on the side of, what did he say, of these victims of Kyle Rittenhouse, because these weren't great guys. I mean, they were in jail for sodomy, for rape, for holding women hostage. I mean, these are not great guys. And I said, whoa, 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 we don't need the media to be on the side of anybody. I don't want the media on the side of Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't want the media to be on the side of anybody. I want them to be on the side of the people who need information. And that's part of the problem, is that every media outlet now has a side. Like, there's supposed to be some questions that you answer. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. And that's it. And unfortunately, everybody, and we're all guilty of this, we're looking for a side in our media coverage instead of just looking at the facts, critically thinking, and making our own decisions. And it's just pretty sad.
That is, it's true. Almost like if you're not for somebody, you're automatically against the other people. And it's like, yeah. No, that it doesn't have to be that, like in the terms of Kyle Rittenhouse. I am not for him, nor am I for the people that he killed, which were, I guess we're not supposed to, according to the judgment, they are not to be called victims,
right? Because they had previous records.
Basically. Yeah, but who hired Kyle Rittenhouse to be the judge and jury? Like, nobody hired him to be the judge and jury. And there were reports that he even called a friend and boasted about killing somebody after the fact.
All I know is that this happens in conservative radio, and that's where I find myself a lot. There are a lot of people who are lifting Kyle Rittenhouse up as some sort of hero. Ugh. And I've been getting a lot of heat because I believe, after watching all of this, that he should be acquitted. I believe that he acted in self-defense. It's really hard not to believe that if you watch the videos. But I also believe that a 17-year-old shouldn't be there. I mean, there was a perfect example, and someone said, well, the police weren't responding, and so it was up to the American people to step in and do something.
Oh,
to protect
a 17-year-old kid.
But yeah. Not a 17-year-old. And I want to hear from a parent who would send their 17-year-old into this situation. And so just the example of that is that in my neighborhood, I didn't get a chance to tell you guys this, we have this serial prowler who has been walking around with an AR-15, his pants stuffed with handguns. And he's been prowling around people's yards in my neighborhood. He's only targeting this neighborhood. It's been going on for a few weeks. The local news media picked up on it. Yesterday during the program, I started reading this guy's description because they had a picture up of him finally from Ring doorbells and stuff. And as I was getting ready in the morning, I started hearing helicopters flying over the house. And I was like, okay, this is weird. Could it be possible that the guy I was just reading about is now being sought by police? Well, I look at my Citizen app. Sure enough, this suspect that they've been looking for, believed to be armed, they were searching for him near my house. They shut down the freeway. It was a whole big thing for me to get to work yesterday. And they brought out the dogs. They had LAPD command posts. They had everything shut down. And they couldn't find this guy. And so my example yesterday was, if this guy I have a firearm. If this guy comes onto my property, I will defend myself and I will defend my property. But I do not feel compelled to grab my gun and go rushing down the street to look for this guy because I care about my community. That's not my job. And in fact, I make things worse and more dangerous by doing that. And so if that's the standard I live for myself, I think we all have to be honest about what Kyle Rittenhouse was doing there. Like, but what, should he be convicted of murder? No, but should he have been rushing into that scene? Probably not. That's
no.
I don't know. Just lifting him up seems a bit weird. But maybe
what
that's
you
a good question for social media, Jay.
But what you just described, though, Jen, is how, I mean, that's how I feel, too. I'm not a gun person, and I'll never own one, but that's exactly how I believe, very blatantly, the Constitution lays that out, that on your property, you're protecting your property and yourself, but it's not your job to go running down the street or to go 100 miles away into another state because they're not policing themselves properly. I mean, look, the bottom line is this kid was no hero. He was looking for trouble, and he was looking to get to be in the mix. He had a kind of a God complex.
And he may have even, I mean, we could even say he went with his medikit and all that stuff. We could say, look, you can give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he went there to help, but that was still stupid. It was still a stupid decision to go into a place where you're not supposed to be and try to help people you weren't asked to help. So,
right,
I mean,
and lie about who you are. You're not a medic, you know? I mean, so, it's just, I don't know. It's, if you're really there to genuinely help, why are you lying about who you are and misrepresenting yourself?
Yeah, I think he had some kind of medical training, but again, the purpose is why at that moment?
Right.
And you put yourself in the way of getting into trouble, and that's exactly what happened. And no one won from this situation. Nobody won. And the city of Kenosha will probably suffer again, no matter how the jury, whatever decision the jury comes to. All right, 46 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV Show.
For all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on the nation's healthcare professionals and hospital staff. New data finds 3 in 10 healthcare workers considered leaving the profession, and almost 600,000 did in September, citing burnout and abuse from patients and families, along with concerns of understaffing. President and CEO of the American Hospital Association, Rick Pollack.
Our workforce is our most precious resource, but they are tired and frustrated. There are shortages of nurses, techs, and other health professionals. They are tired of fighting bureaucratic hurdles imposed by commercial insurance companies, diverting them from patient care to paperwork. This is a national emergency which demands immediate attention from policymakers at every level of government.
Healthcare advocates are asking Congress and the administration to include key workforce provisions in the social spending legislative package being considered now under reconciliation, as well as distributing COVID-19 emergency relief funds as quickly as possible. To learn more, visit aha.org.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
The hour. It is the DJV Show, and I don't know, ladies, what do you think? The holiday season is upon us. We are getting to be about a week away from Thanksgiving. Everybody says that turkey is going to be expensive, that people are going to eliminate their family members from coming over if they don't have their vaccination papers. Is it going to be, like, all we need is some happy times in turkey. Do we have to follow... All of these negative headlines are...
I feel like that's the name of your memoir, Happy Times in Turkey.
Happy Times in Turkey. But all of these headlines are saying you're not going to be able to afford turkey, and 3 out of 5 Americans are going to uninvite their unvaccinated family members. Please, let's get it together, people. Oh, 50 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Past the hour, it is the DJB show. I'm Victoria here with Jay. And Jay, Instagram has some interesting news that people have a lot of feelings about. So Instagram is asking some users to provide a video selfie showing multiple angles of their face to verify that they're a real person and not a bot. Now, this has actually happened to a bunch of Twitter users who went to Twitter to complain about it. Instagram, as we know, has struggled for a while with bot accounts, which, you know, can spam people and harass people and things like that. So I get that they want to have some more security, but a lot of people are feeling like if this is going to be the new norm for Instagram, this is not just like a face front kind of thing, like to open your iPhone. This is a multiple angle, like you have to keep moving your face all around until you're verified to get in, and it's really already like
the dumbest thing
ever. A lot of feelings. Yeah,
it's so dumb. I blame Facebook, or I'm sorry, should I say Meta, because
yeah,
they own Instagram. As somebody who works with social media accounts that are not mine, are they going to let me in, even though I'm a real person, but I'm not the person that originally started the account?
Right.
So is this going to take away my job? Because that's not great.
And that's a great point. And so many celebrities who have, you know, teams of people who run their social media, that's going to be another issue. I think, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any means. One thing that I did come across, though, on kind of some, you know, on some sort of subreddits talking about this kind of stuff, one of the things that's interesting is that Meta/Facebook just last week announced that they were no longer going to store facial recognition images. That's how they are, you know, when you go on Facebook and you put a picture up and then all of a sudden Facebook has the suggestions for tags, it's because it's using facial recognition software to do that. And so now, because of the lack of privacy with that, they said that they're going to remove, I think it's like a billion faces. So a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute, if they're removing a billion faces from the data on Facebook, is this now their new way of going to Instagram and regaining those faces? Because they sell those images. And now you've got an even more comprehensive video with the person, with every angle of the person's face.
I don't know. To me, that's just, it's a, for me, it's a huge security ask for Instagram to even ask people to do that, because that, I mean, a lot of people don't want to have a picture up of themselves or have an image, and to have them, you know, be able to store that and we don't know what they're doing with it. I don't know. I think it's pretty sketchy.
Yeah, this, I get that there's an issue with bots and they want to address it. This is not the way to go about it. I will even be commenting and engaging with other profiles on Instagram, and I will get kind of put in timeout, and it makes me take a pause on all of the accounts that are on my phone, on the app on my phone, because they're like, oh, you might be spamming people. And it's
right.
Like they're thinking I, who am a live person, is a bot, and I get put in timeout just for using the app as you're supposed to be able to use the app.
Right. I know. It's frustrating. As much as we all love Instagram, you know, the fact that it's still owned by Facebook is something that I'm not really happy about. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up, we've got some Netflix news, which may actually help you decide what to watch. We'll be right back.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so Netflix has some interesting news. After announcing last month that they're going to shift the way that they rank their top titles, Netflix is now launching a new website where it will share those metrics every week. And so the new weekly Top 10 Hub will update every Tuesday with lists of its top films and top series. And so this is actually going to be really good for users who complain that Netflix is constantly getting rid of stuff that they love. Well, Netflix now, with these new metrics, they're going to actually see what people watch and rewatch a lot more closely. And so hopefully it will result in us not losing all the stuff that we'd like to watch on Netflix, which would be refreshing.
Amazing.
It happens way too much. All right, 58 past the hour on the DJ V Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.